This message is brought to you by Croydon Tabernacle, a part of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Our mission is reconciling the individual, community, and the nation to God. Be blessed as you listen.
Praise the name of the Lord. We are all called. We are called not just for ourselves. God has a plan for us. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says that when God called you, it's something that has been predestinated. It's something that, because God has so many things he has in plan, and that is why he called you. He knows that you have the ability. And you know, the calling of God is a process. It's a process. When you become born again, it is not only for yourself. The Bible tells us, it just happened that about 2 weeks ago, I talked about choice. When God calls you, it's about you and a nation, you and your family. You might say, oh, I don't have a family. Paul didn't have a family. Saul, who later became Paul, he didn't have a family. But he was called to the Gentiles. Praise the name of the Lord. He was called to the Gentiles. So when you don't fulfill your call, so many lives are tied to your life. When you don't do your own, just as that toddler did not do her own, everybody died. She herself will die. So it is high time when we are looking at, oh, me, my dog, and my fowl. It is high time we begin to forget that. Even to our children, it is high time we begin to look at the calling of God in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. And it is about integrity. It is about reflecting, because when God calls you, it is not about what he wants you to be, you know. It is not about it. It is about, first of all, the do. You know, what does he want me to do? Before you start thinking of yourself, praise the name of the Lord. When we look at the book of Genesis, we looked at how God called Abraham's father. He told him to leave the land where they are. When Abraham's father was going, he took Abraham, he took his wife, he took his daughter, grandson. And when Abraham's father died, Abraham went ahead, God spoke to him, he took his wife, he took his nephew. And at the end of the day, they separated. It got to a time that they separated. When we look at the story of Abraham, it was not about Abraham. It was about Isaac. It was about Isaac, because God was going to make a nation. It was about Isaac. So when God calls you to become born again, he wants you to know him. There was a time, all the time that Abraham didn't have a child, God was speaking to him. God was teaching him. He was going through some challenges. He fell. He rose up. He made some wrong decisions. God helped him to correct it. He corrected those decisions. Praise the name of the Lord. You will fall. Even if you don't fall, there is a time of challenges. Challenges will come. Challenges will come. And when those challenges come, God has already predestinated it that you are going to have victory. So that he will justify that of a truth, when trials came, my daughter, my son was able to pass that trial. Trial must come. If trial does not come, you cannot be promoted. If trial does not come, you cannot fulfill purpose. Trial came. Abraham had a son, Ishmael. God blessed Ishmael, whether we like it or not. God blessed him. God made a nation for him. That's where we have all this Eastern Bloc. God made a nation for him. He was rich because he is a seed of Abraham. But God told Abraham, he said, this is the son I want. This is the son. This is the Isaac. And God went ahead to tempt him again. God now said, of a truth. Of a truth. Praise the name of the Lord. Abraham saw his grandchildren. He saw his great-grandchildren. Praise the name of the Lord. He saw what he started seeing the purpose of God in his life. And you know, God told Abraham so many things. When we are in the time, when we are in the process of wilderness, when God calls us, there is a time we go through challenges. God was speaking to Abraham. You know, he was telling Abraham, he said, if in some years to come, your family, your generation will go on exile. You know, Abraham was not there to see it, but Abraham already knew about it. And that was why Joseph was confident to tell his children. He said, if when you people want to live here, carry my dead body. Praise the name of the Lord. Because God has already predestinated it. God's name will be glorified in the mighty name of Jesus. Your calling brings access and points you to the people that will direct you. Why do I say so? You know, we all know about Samuel. He had access. You know, we all knew the story of about Samuel, how he was an only child. Not only child, how the mother, it took time for the Lord to give the mother a child, and he became a child, and he started learning under Eli. And when God began to call him, he didn't understand the voice of the Lord, because he's so used to Eli's voice. And that is how we are. Our children, sometimes they will say, I think it's mommy that is calling me. I think it's daddy that is calling me. Or those of us that are married will say, maybe it's my husband that is calling me. Sometimes your phone will ring and you have not looked at it. You say, I just know that it's that man that is calling me. But he might not be the person calling you. And that was how Samuel thought that Eli was the person that was calling him. And he ran to Eli. He said, you called me. And Eli said, I didn't call you. Go back and sleep. He heard again. He called him. He said, I didn't call you. Then thank God for the Spirit of God in the life of Eli. He pointed him. He directed him. We have people that will direct us. Please don't look down on anybody. God has said, you are going to be a savior. But before you become that savior, you will be a son. You'll be a servant. And don't look down on people that will direct you. And Samuel told him, he said, go and lie down. Eli told him, say, go back and lie down. When you hear that voice again, just say, speak, Lord, for the servant hear it. And the Lord began to download to him. He began to speak. Praise the name of the Lord. And God told him so many things. Samuel was the person that transited the prophet to the kings. Praise the name of the Lord. That was his job. That was his purpose. But he was a servant. He was an out. All those of us that went to Catholic church, minus me, I didn't go to Catholic church. You know those altar boys? He was an altar boy. That's it. He was an altar boy before he became the person that was transiting. He transited from prophets to kingship. God will give, like that woman now. God said, you will feed the poor. If she has done it, who knew what she would have become? But she didn't do it. She was using her phone to play. Praise the name of the Lord. And Samuel, we all heard, none of his words fell to the ground. Because he so had a personal relationship from God that they said none of his... The Bible did not say the word that God gave to him. The Bible says his word. Because he was in tune. Because he had somebody that pointed him to the right direction. Praise the name of the Lord. And I want to remind each and every one of us that the size of your assignment does not determine your significance, does not determine your significant impact. Praise the name of the Lord. What does that mean? Just like that woman, he will say, oh, so God, as I be like this, so he's feeding the poor, you want me to feed. What of all those other things? You don't want me to preach. Praise the name of the Lord. That is how it is with some of us. You say, but I came to this church before this person. I became born again before this person. They have made this person a pastor. And I've been here being a deaconess for 20 years. And they have not made me a pastor. God has a plan for you. The Bible tells us David came from nowhere. And Saul, his father sent him a message, go and give your brother food. And that was where he saw Goliath making all the noise. He was making all the noise. And he said, he can do it. I've done this. I've done this in the bush. I've killed bears. I've killed lions. And his brother said, you want to come here and misbehave. But you know, he said he can do it. And he took that stone. He took those stones. It was so insignificant. It was so insignificant. But the women there, they changed their song. They said, oh, come and look at this small boy. He killed this person. From an insignificant something, it became very significant. You might be cleaning the church today, and tomorrow you become a parish pastor. Next tomorrow, before you know it, you become Mommy G or Daddy G. We never know. Please don't think that where you are is insignificant. Because your calling, God must take you through something. You know, the Bible tells us about James and John. When we read the book of Mark chapter 10, they told Jesus, he said, Jesus, when you die, when you get to heaven as you are Jesus, I want to stay at your right. The other one will stay at your left. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. And Jesus now said, before you can do that, you have to be a servant. You have to be a servant before. He said, you have to be a servant before you can be a leader. And you know, when I was reading the word of God, when you go to Mark 11, the Bible was telling us about when Jesus Christ, the triumphant entry, it was talking about that the disciples were there. And Jesus now said, they didn't call the name of the people that they chose though. They now said, the Bible tells us that they called two people. And those two people, they said, oh yeah, go and bring the donkey. In my mind, God forgive me, I don't really know. I was asking, maybe it was just, and I'm sure they want to assume an important position. So when Jesus Christ was calling them, they were thinking that, oh, maybe we want to be important people now. So Jesus Christ said, go and bring donkey. So I'm sure they are the people. I don't really know. I'm just assuming, you know. So he now said, go and bring the donkey. And you know, donkey boys, all those people that, you know, those of us that have pets, those of you that have pets, not me, those of you that have pets, sometimes when you are traveling, you call all those dog walkers to come and... So I'm sure it was something like that. I'm laughing, but you know, but I'm just trying to make it very simple for us to understand. So I'm sure they now say, so it's just to go and collect donkey. But it was an assignment that we're taking them somewhere. It was very insignificant. But I'm sure their names are there that somebody carried that donkey. Praise the name of the Lord. Or do we want to think of that young boy? He followed Jesus Christ. I'm sure his mother packed his lunchbox for him with bread and fish inside. And on that day, the disciples said, oh, let the 5,000 people go and look for food for themselves. We don't have. And the small boy said, oh, mommy gave me bread and mommy gave me fish. And those things, it turns out to feed all those people. They are all callings. We are all called. You have something. Jesus, God was telling Moses, he said, you have something in your hand. You have something in your hand. And that is your calling. Praise the name of the Lord. And her calling, you know, praise the name of the Lord. That is that. We've already talked about purpose. Praise the name of the Lord. That the God, when God calls you, he gives us, he tells us our purpose, just as Jesus Christ's purpose. We all know Jesus, the purpose of our Lord Jesus Christ is in Luke chapter 4 verse 18, you know, to preach the gospel, to bring deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. All those things were the purpose of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me read it. Let me not just paraphrase it. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty they that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. That is the purpose of our Lord Jesus Christ. But did he start there? No, he didn't start there. He started as a son. He was helping his mother. I'm sure he helped his mother to cook. He helped his mother with housework. And after, the first time we saw Jesus Christ was when he went with his parents. He started sitting down with teachers. Praise the name of the Lord. He started somewhere. Before he started fulfilling all this, God has a purpose for you, and it will come to pass. It will be made manifest, but you have to follow the process. There is a process. Our calling, there is a process. And you might say, oh, I cannot do this. You've already made up your mind. You cannot do this. You have a calling. That's why I didn't say our calling. I said my calling. You have a calling. Somebody in the Bible, she was called to be a mother. And that is Mary. Mary, the mother of Jesus. She was called to be a mother. She was following her son everywhere she goes. And that's how we do as children of God. Even as mothers, we take our children for lesson, we take them for piano lesson, we take them for sports, we cook for them. She was called to be a mother. I didn't know of another assignment that was associated with her. Or do we want to talk of, or some of us, we might be so educated or so filled with the Spirit of God. We know of a man in the Bible, Hosea. He's a prophet. He was so filled with the power of God. But God told him, he said, go and marry a prostitute. That was his calling. That was his purpose. But that purpose was for a greater height. God wanted him to be praying for that woman. That is how God, Jesus Christ, is sitting in heaven, praying for you and I. So when we see things, favorable or not favorable, happening to us, let us not despise it in the mighty name of Jesus. Because when you despise it, your calling might not show. But when you don't despise it, your calling will come forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. And we are finally from my side. I now wrote here, praise the name of God. And I said, you know, when God calls us, you know, some of us, I've been saying it again and again. Some of us want to assume the role of importance, but it's not about that. it is not about that. God is not calling us. God is calling us to be faithful. Because at the end of it all, he will not say, welcome, good and important person. He will say, welcome, good and faithful servant. Welcome, good and faithful servant. God is not looking for a good person. God is not looking for an important person that you will sit down and say, oh, Toby, go and do this. Margaret, go and do this. Ola, go and do this. No, God is not looking for that. You are holding your phone. Oh, okay, I will send the driver. No, God wants your hand to be dirty. Praise the name of the Lord. When God calls us, because Jesus Christ, his hand was dirty. His hands was dirty. He did dirty works. The Bible tells us that he was a carpenter. He did dirty works. I'm sure when he was going out to preach or when he goes to the bush to go and pray, mosquito bite him. But he was a savior. He's a savior. He's still sitting at the right hand of God, interceding for you and I. And begin to thank God for what we have heard this afternoon. Let us begin to worship him. Let us begin to say, Father Lord, I thank you because you have called me. I thank you, Lord God, that I'll be a better mother. I'll be a better daughter. I'll be a better husband. I'll be a better father. In that process, you begin to direct me. I might not have heard, oh, Toby, you are this. I might not have heard the sun moving and the sky becoming black. But Father, Lord God, in the process of taking a step on a daily basis, you will begin to speak. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. If any one of us here have not received the call of our Lord Jesus Christ and you want to receive him, and you have heard this word, God wants you to come just as you are. He has called you to be a son. Because when your parents met, there were millions of sperm, and it was yours that was fertilized. And that is the first call. And God has called you. Begin to say, Father, Lord God, I give my life to you today. I say yes to you. I want to begin a new walk with you. And I know that even as I do this, all things will work together for my good because I trust and believe in you and because I am called unto you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and we worship. And so, Father, we thank you for this word that has come forth. We ask, O Lord God, that the Spirit of God, we expand it in the life of your children in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for in Jesus' name we pray and we worship.
Thank you for listening. We hope that you were ministered to through this message. If you have any comments on this presentation or would like to contact us, our address is 38 to 40 Parsons Meet, West Croydon, CR03SL. To speak to a member of our team, you can call us on 0208-688-466. Our website address is www.croydontabernacle.org.uk. Thank you and God bless.